Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast, the podcast where we're going to talk about sports and anything else that pops into our head. I'm Rocky Persinger, as usual, joined by my two best friends in the world, Matt Sayre, Brent Pickens. How's it going this morning, guys?
Pretty good.
Ready to go.
All right, so we're going to get into it here. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about the NBA possibly changing their playoff structure, what different leagues are trying to do to improve their games and get more viewers, the college basketball scandal, a couple of football topics, and then maybe if we have time, we're going to get into the McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight. So we're going to get right into it here. The NBA playoff structure change, they're talking about it now. They're talking about having 16 seeds, so the best 16 teams play. So it'd be similar to college, except, you know, not 128 teams or whatever it is. Overall, I think this is a pretty good thing. Pickens, what do you think about that?
I like it. You know, there's these teams that barely get in or get in with a losing record. I think it'd be really good. You know, the top 16, you know, go in. I know that scares some of the teams in there, because, you know, they're used to, you know, you get a one seed playing a later seed. You know,
well, you still have the same kind of structure though, won't you? Like, it's 1 through 16, right?
Well, 16 be playing a one.
16 right? Plays a one, yeah. The way that the NCAA does it.
Yeah, but it would still be better teams in there.
I think you would get more upsets. I think that way. Like the NBA now, it's like a one seed never, or an eight seed never beats a one seed. So I don't know. I think if you had, what was it, 3 and a 14 or whatever would be?
You're right, yeah.
Then, I don't know. I think you'd have a better chance of an upset. I think it makes it more interesting. And the West is deep, so I think...
Yeah, it's going to be all West playoffs.
You're going to have one East team.
the Cavs and Celtics, Toronto.
Here we go about Toronto again.
But I don't know. It's actually a little closer this year than the last few years. The West isn't as good as I think everybody thought it would be. It's just top-heavy, it seems like. The top few teams. And the Spurs have fallen off. I mean, it makes it more interesting, though.
Spurs will always come back, though.
They'll
come back.
Unless Kawhi Leonard doesn't come back.
Well, I'm not saying this year.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, the Spurs just run in cycles there.
As long as they got Popovich, they'll be around.
Yeah.
Overall, it's good, right?
Yeah, you know, if you look at college, I don't know if we'd have with the NBA Finals, you'll have a May Madness or something. I don't know. But
June, I think it's
June. June Madness for the NBA. Another one of our, listener questions here from our good buddy Jeremy Kreitz, the only listener that counts. They're also talking about a playoff play-in. So there would be two. So the 7 through 10th seeds, the 7th seed and the 8th seed play. The winner of that gets the 7th seed. The 9th and 10th seeds would play, and then the winner of that takes on the loser of the 7-8 game, and the winner of that game gets the 8th seed.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I confused myself while going over that.
I don't understand why you already made playoffs, and then you have to play again just for the seed?
Well, this is what Christ is saying, Why is there a playoff to the playoff?
Yeah, you already earned your spot.
Yeah, and you're basically wearing down those teams. Anyway, the team's already locked up the 7th seed.
Well, and they're already complaining about the games they play anyway being, too many games.
And now you got to do, a 7-game series?
Too many games. NBA talking about too many games.
I know.
Go play the MLB.
The NBA usually does good, but this is a weird... This doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you're going to do the 16 seeds anyway, then... Let's just move it.
I don't know. I mean, they're talking about it. Silver doesn't usually let stupid shit happen.
No, he's been good, though. Yeah, I can't see that flying. Wouldn't the 7 seed play the 10 seed?
Apparently not.
That doesn't make any sense.
The way I read this article, the 7 plays the 8, And then whoever wins that gets the seventh seed. So okay. Assuming the seventh seed wins, they get the seventh seed.
Okay.
The loser of that game plays the winner of the 9-10. And the winner of that game gets the eighth seed.
So then you might lose two series. Be the eighth seed or the seventh seed. Lose two series and still not get in the playoffs.
If you're the seventh seed, you could technically lose to the eighth seed and then lose to the tenth seed. And the tenth seed would get the eighth seed.
That's just hard to even wrap your brain around. I don't get it.
I don't really get it either. You know, the regular season, that's why you have conference standings.
Yeah,
that's why you have, you know,
but I think the cards. 1 through 16 eliminates the need for the second rule, doesn't it?
It does.
So I don't know.
Just do top 16 and then go from, you know.
Hell, just put them all in the playoffs.
Make it like the NCAA.
Yeah, just everybody just gets
tournament,
in.
Just tournament one game.
Oh no, I like the best of seven though. Oh, I really do. I like the way March Madness is because there's more teams and the one game it makes it more interesting with upsets. But overall, I'd really like the NBA playoffs are my favorite.
So many of those years, you wonder if I'm not going to say it's rigged, but they make it. Okay, I guess kind of, you know, it is because, you know, when a few years ago when Golden State and the Cavs were playing,
they had the same
amount of teams or same amount of points. So I don't know.
Same amount of points, what, in the overall series?
Yes.
Oh, I saw that. That's just a coincidence.
And it's all about rating. But
the best team always wins. Like in March Madness, like if Michigan State played Middle Tennessee State, and Middle Tennessee State upsets them a few years ago, then that's crazy. But like if they played in a 7-game series, New Michigan State would win, and the better team would get
right,
in.
That's why I think a 1-game thing makes it more interesting because you gotta bring your A game that first game. You can't take a game off.
Well, you can have a bad shooting game and then just you're out.
It almost is better to have like a series though because.
See, I wish you could do that in football, but you can't. People would die.
Well, in football, though, football's a little different because football, the 90% of the time, the better team wins the one game, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, look, a bad fumble or something, just ball bounces the wrong well,
the refs get involved.
Get into that, I guess.
Well, but, I mean, you know, that most of the time, barring some crazy shit, and then if that happens, then we just blame that one player and then they trade him and cut him.
That's true.
But football, most of the time, the better team's going to win. Basketball, it's a coin flip.
Yeah.
If you ever try to bet on basketball, it's freaking impossible.
That's why so many people play the brackets and lose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the NBA even, it's damn near impossible to bet on the score of an NBA game because it could be...
Oh, the score, yeah.
Whether somebody's going to cover a spread or not. It's impossible to bet
it's a
on
lot,
a basketball
it's a lot,
game.
It's a lot harder, yeah.
So, you know, that's, I mean, March Madness is what it is. You know, you could argue that maybe the best team's not always going to win because it's just one game. Anybody could get upset.
Right.
But that's why, you know, I like the NBA the way it is because you've got the series and the best team is going to win.
But it usually sorts itself out through 64 teams, through the rounds. You know, you'll
that's
see
true.
Like Cinderella stories to get to the Sweet 16 or whatever, but usually by the end, you don't have a whole lot of, you know, underdogs.
Well, you know,
hanging
I mean,
around.
It is cool. Everybody's got the same shot, and you know, everybody loves March Madness.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
But you know, in the pro setting, I think it's, you know, it's kind of a little more important that the best team wins over. You know,
well, yeah, and then that goes back to the seeding. So now you don't have to have an underdog. Like, we've seen some NBA finals where they just get ran over because the East is weak or
that's
whatever.
That's true.
So now you could have Houston play, you know, Golden State. Might be the two best teams. So, yeah.
How do they do the –
just
do you draw
record?
Yeah, I guess because, it you know, if all these West teams get on the same side of the bracket and all the East teams get on their same side of the bracket, there's no difference in it.
Well, is that the way it works? Is it would it be?
Well, if they seed them though, it would, you know, you could have.
Wouldn't the 1 and 2 seed if they went all the way through play?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming they would because, yeah, Because then you'd have, because you have to have two sides of the bracket, right?
Right.
Like if you're looking at it on the paper, the left side of the bracket and the right side of the bracket. So, you know, if the one and two seeds, the one seed would be on the left side, the two seed would be on the right. They could technically play. So then, yeah, Golden State and Houston could play.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Golden State and Toronto.
Or, or Golden State and whoever else. It's going to be Golden State.
Golden State. And Golden State might just split their team and do a schoolyard pick and play in the finals.
They could. They're one and two seeds.
It'd be like an all-star game. It'd be team...
They're all in the all-star game anyway.
It'd be Team Durant versus Team Steph. And then they just pick sides.
You could do that too.
See, there you go. There you go, NBA.
There you go, Silver.
There you go. But on that front, so leagues are trying to do things to... you know, improve their ratings, improve the game, improve the speed of the game, improve everything like that. The NBA is thinking about rethinking their playoff structure. The MLB, so one quick story here, which might not turn into a quick story, one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard in my life, but the MLB is talking about the losing team going into the ninth inning. They can select any three batters in their lineup and have them lead off the inning. So, you know, you got, you know, Pickens and I were talking the other day. Think about, you know, when the Red Sox were like this, this close to the Yankees for all those years, and then they're losing by one run in the ninth inning, and you get, up first in the inning, Nomar Garciaparra, up second, Manny, up third, David Ortiz, every ninth inning.
That's like the Yankees this year, though. Like they got Stanton and Judge, and like you're going to put them one and two now.
Yeah,
they're never going to lose a close game.
It's just ridiculous. And
yeah, it's dumb.
In a league that touts itself on, you know, the tradition of the game and everything like that,
The only time I could see that being worthwhile is if they had a minimum run that they were down. Say you're down four or five runs.
Well, like if it's a blowout kind of deal.
Yeah, and then okay, you know.
Just changes the whole game.
It does. But a one run game and then you do that, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I mean, the rotation is what it is. For a reason.
Well, and, you know, people freaked out with the DH.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I think the pitcher should hit.
The pitcher should hit. That's why I usually only watch National League Baseball.
Yeah.
The American League just... I don't know. It doesn't interest me with the Yankees and the Red Sox. It just never piqued my interest.
Unless Tebow can DH.
I mean, there was a time... That's true. There was a time, though, when I, you know... The Yankees and the Red Sox, when that was going on, when the Red Sox won their first World Series, I was watching that pretty close. But,
yeah.
You know, overall, the National League is just better baseball, I think. It's more pure baseball, and that's what the MLB prides itself on.
Wasn't the original plan to make baseball faster and more friendly to watch? So if this doesn't make it any faster.
It doesn't make it any faster. It doesn't do anything. I don't know. It's a tough call, but leagues are trying to do things to improve, like the NFL with the catch rule. College football, they changed some rules with the clock and how it plays out on first downs, and NFL did too. You know, if you moving the sticks no longer stops the clock and stuff like that. Then you've got the NBA doing what they're doing. The NFL. There's a whole other league being created to make the NFL better.
Yeah, I think like the XFL, they should do away with punts and kickoffs, and maybe even field goals.
No field goals.
Just like if it's fourth down, you have to go for it. Just like us playing Madden.
It's so, Madden rules.
Yeah, you Hail Mary it.
Fourth down. If you're on your own 10, you go for it. It's fourth and 40 on your own 10.
Yeah, it would be interesting because both teams would have to do it. It's still fair.
Well, I kind of wondered how much longer that they were going to keep doing in the punts and the the kickoffs anyway. Well, they're, anyway,
yeah, they're because, dangerous. Yeah.
Well, they're dangerous, and any 90% of them that are kicked off
touchback.
It's a well, it's either a touchback or it's called back anyway. To
well,
the 20.
But now so now they've done that. Now when they move the kickoff forward, right, so there would be more touchbacks, so you'd have less returns. Well, now...
they just kick it to the one?
Yeah, now teams are popping up the ball
yeah,
and getting it to the one, and they're just kicking a sky-high kick so people can run down there and tackle them. So sometimes you try to make the game faster by and safer by having more touchbacks. Well, then you have the opposite effect because I would like to see a stat on how many touchbacks there are now versus... you know, before they moved the kickoff up or whatever, because, you know, now teams, like I said, teams are popping it up. The receiver catches it at like the 2 yard line and they get down at like the 18 because it's the kick is takes so long to come down that the defending team can run down and tackle them.
Yeah.
So, you know, you try to make stuff better like that and then it backfires. So, you know, the XFL, you just get rid of kickoffs altogether.
Yeah, yeah, just do away with them.
You just start from the 20.
Yeah, start from the 20.
Start from the 20 and go. And then on fourth down, you have to go for it.
Yeah, hell, start from the 50. I don't care.
And that'd make it more exciting, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's true. I mean, even though the kickoffs are pretty, they could get pretty exciting if you just let them go full steam
they
at
can't.
Each other.
I swear punts are worse, though. The ball hangs up there so long. Like, you basically fair catching every one of them.
It's I have not seen a punt returned in a very long time.
It doesn't happen that often.
But I mean, you know, overall, leagues trying to improve their ratings. Like,
yeah,
you know, Matt and I got into an argument this week about about the NBA versus the MLB, and how I believe that baseball as a game for me is more fun to watch than basketball.
I understand tradition, and I get that. Like, I wouldn't change baseball. Like, I'm fine with the way it is. I just don't think it's very exciting. But basketball is constant scoring for me, and I need that. Like, I need the constant scoring of basketball.
Well, so baseball for me, it's a constant head game of, okay, you know, runners first and third, one out. What's going on here? Where are they going with the ball? If it's hit over here, what's happening? Is the guy on first going to try to steal second because there's only one out? And then are we going to try to at that point, do they bunt them in or something? You know, so there's always that. That's what makes baseball exciting, other than just scoring all the time, is the strategy of it. Constantly, and you know, the whole strategy of your bullpen, when do you bring in pitchers? You know, starting pitchers aren't lasting as long now, so they're having these guys, you know, you go out, you start, you throw six innings,
the Indians were doing that where they were practically subbing a guy in every other
other
inning,
every other inning,
oh my goodness.
So starting pitchers are you know, that's not how it used to be. You know, guys would go out there, you're trying to pitch a complete game every time. Now they're geared towards, okay, you're going to pitch six, and then we're going to have a middle reliever come in 7-8, and, you know, or whatever. Pitch four innings. You're going to pitch four innings. We're going to have a middle reliever come in 5 and 6, 7, and then 8 and 9 are closer. They're stretching closers out for two innings now. So it's a lot different game than when I really watched it back in the 90s. I'm not going to sit here and say that I watch a lot of MLB these days, but I watch more MLB than I do NBA. So, you know, I just – basketball for me as a whole is just kind of a – it's a game for pansies.
Well, the league has turned into just so – man, you touch somebody, it's a penalty. I mean, it's a foul. And I think that's the biggest problem. You know, you look back in the 90s when Shaq, you know, early 2000s when Shaq was dominant, you know, you didn't, it wasn't the pansy league. But now you touch somebody on the arm and, you know, it's two shots. I love the NBA, but it's
evolved, though, with the 3-point line in the last few years. It's evolved, like Steph Curry's kind of evolved it. I mean, it used to be more of that, you know, bruiser type of basketball, but now it's who can shoot the deepest, most threes. And I still enjoy that because I like that part of basketball. But yeah, the fouls are a little too much. It's a little too touchy, and superstars get privileged, which is unfair. But I don't know. Like baseball, they're trying to limit the mound visits. That's all that. They're only like six games or something like that. Which, I mean, I get, but I really don't think that's going to speed it up any. It's a slow-paced game.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a slow-paced game. It's you know, and it's, you know, like NASCAR. You watch NASCAR, right? Yeah. It's not like it's going to, you know, it's not like you're watching every single lap with, you know.
Well, it's called America's Pastime, right? So right. It's more of a pastime game. That's like you're doing it to pastime. That's why they call it that, right?
Well, I don't know if that's the actual.
Is that why they call it that?
Well, I don't know if that's the actual meaning of pastime. I like the interpretation, though.
I don't know.
Basketball to me, at least college, I guess. You got these kids are just out there playing for. You know, they're just out there playing for fun, or are they? So our next how you like the segue?
Yeah, that's pretty
here.
Good.
How you like? They're out there. They're playing for fun, or are they? So this week in the news, college basketball scandal. It's all over the league, but the biggest, you know, big name Arizona coach Sean Miller got caught by the. The FBI was wiretapping him, I guess because the FBI wiretaps everyone, and I might get sniped for saying this right now, so I'm going to go shut my blinds real quick. But the FBI caught him saying, talking about paying a player $100,000 to make sure that he came to Arizona. You know, and this isn't – so Arizona in every sport now. You got Rich Rod with his
– Oh, yeah.
His sexual harassment scandal.
Sexual harassment.
Well, just like everybody else.
Yeah, it's come on now.
So then you've got Sean Miller paying players. So let's get real here, though. They've been paying players since the dawn of time, almost. At least since the 70s and 80s. And we all know it's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be. And like, there's... Like, players end up going to smaller schools. You know, like, why did they end up going to that small school? You know, why wouldn't they go to Duke? Like, because somebody gave them something to do it. But I mean, what are you going to do? There are everybody's involved. It's not just going to be just Arizona. They're talking about a kid from Duke and countless other teams. Louisville's in that scandal and the sex scandal.
Well, I mean, you know, Louisville. You know, Patino gets some strippers to come over for the team.
You know.
What's wrong? That's some good old-fashioned American pastime fun.
Well, who knows, man? Maybe Patino's a good guy, but everybody else is doing it, so he's like, I'll do it. You know,
he's like, well, I guess here, if everybody, he's, some kids. But he's a good guy, so he's not good at hiding it. Is that what you're saying?
maybe so.
The other coaches can just hide it very well.
It's just, I just think it's a non-story. Let's just start paying them. It's going to come down to this anyway.
Well, we want them paid because, and I guess, you know, then you have a NCAA Players Association. So then someone can get the license for that from that NCAA Players Association and make college video games again, which is what all our main goal is, make a college football game, make a college basketball game. I used to have just as much, a lot of people talk about college football games, but I used to have just as much fun with college basketball games, you know, creating a player, putting him on a college team, and then, you know, carrying it over to NBA Live at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Now it'd be, you know, 2K. But that's the best thing about having college video games is creating a player, taking him through college. And
doing
then
the underdog story with the team. That's always my favorite.
Yeah, well, and see, so I always... back in NCAA 06, I would take a quarterback for the North Carolina Tar Heels and win four straight national championships with the Tar Heels. Because I thought at that time all they were really missing was a good scrambling quarterback.
That's all they ever needed.
That's all they ever needed. And, well, a couple years ago they got one. And they had a pretty good run there. So
they're the ones that just had Trubisky, weren't they? From the Bears drafted.
Is that who they had?
Is that where he came from, North Carolina?
But yeah, so they were just one good quarterback away. I always thought from four straight national championships, which I always brought him to an NCAA 06. But then I would take that player and transfer him my save file over to Madden and be able to, you know, take him through the NFL and win 37 Super Bowls with the Green Bay Packers.
So let's pay the players. so we can win a bunch of national titles.
I mean, right now I would just, you know, go to WVU, get a good quarterback, which we might have coming up this year.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be good as Rocky Persinger, four-time All-American in NCAA 19. There's one thing for sure. But I'm just going to take a little detour here for a second. I'm detouring the whole show.
Okay.
I'm detouring the whole show. Wild cards.
Derail the show.
We're derailing it.
Is that what you said? Derail?
I want to talk about sports video games for a second here.
Okay.
Because Pickens and I went out last night. We bought NHL 2018. We're trying to get into the NHL. We're going to pick a team. I'm leaning towards the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's leaning towards the Capitals.
Dallas Stars.
The Dallas Stars. Matt is in there with the Dallas Stars. But we're playing NHL 18. We're trying to get into it. So Scott, before you talk shit next time, talk about we don't have the NHL. We're going to get into it. We're doing it just for you to talk NHL. We're going to have an NHL talk podcast.
We're coming for you.
I mean, we might show up to Chair Shot Studios and rummage through you.
I think he likes Columbus, too. I'm not 100% sure.
Are you a Columbus guy?
I think so.
Well, all right. Well, I mean, then I guess I'm not picking Columbus.
that or Philadelphia, but... Nobody's gonna like the Flyers.
No, nobody. I can't. Anything from Pennsylvania sports teams. Anything from Pennsylvania, I hate. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I hate the Eagles. I hate the Steelers. I hate the Flyers. Fuck the Penguins.
That's real talk.
I mean, yeah. I don't like any Pennsylvania teams.
Penn State, go fuck yourself.
Hey, actually, no. I don't like Penn State. Never mind.
Fuck Penn State.
You like Penn?
Yeah. I like the traditional thing about it. I don't know. I don't like that they like rape boys, but
well, they're coming. They are coming back though.
It's fine.
Penn State's on the resurgence.
Yeah. It's fine. They ripped the statue down. Everything's clean now.
They're good to be in the records. Michigan State's turn now. They're going down.
That's a whole new school.
And also, just, you know, eat shit, Pitt. I'll always say that. So I can't. These people that, you know, root for WVU on Saturdays and then. Here we go, Steelers on Sundays.
I never understood that either. Bullshit. I never get that.
That is some bullshit. Eat shit, Pitt.
I don't
fuck the Steelers,
Pitt, though, really. Because
I do.
Larry Fitzgerald, I was all about him when he was at Pitt.
Oh, of course you were.
I mean,
of course you were.
He's
Here
the man. Larry Fitzgerald's the man. Anybody
well,
argue
okay.
That?
Listen.
He's a great human being.
Larry Fitzgerald. Come to the Green Bay Packers.
Or the Cowboys. We'll get rid of Dez now.
No. Fuck the Cowboys. Come to the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers will
that
throw you dimes.
That would be nasty, though.
Aaron will throw you dimes every single pass he throws to you.
So we're going to drop Jordy. Talking about dropping him.
Well, which is just the most ridiculous.
Get
thing.
Out of here with
he's,
that.
He's the best wide receiver.
What are you doing?
He's deceptively fast. He gets in behind some of the best cornerbacks in the league, and he's done it consecutively. I would get rid if I'm the Green Bay Pack. We're just completely off the rails here.
Where do we start at?
The college basketball scandal. All right, so
with the NHL,
we're moving on.
smooth transitions
to Green Bay Packers. Why are you
right where you wanted it?
Right where I wanted it. Had them right where I wanted them the whole time. So. Why are you trying to get rid of Jordy? Cut Randall Cobb.
Well, Jordy's about the only one that you can Rodgers can rely on to catch the ball.
Cut Randall Cobb.
I like Davante Adams too.
Davante Adams,
good. He's solid.
I mean, he's you know where he's from.
Where's he from?
He's from Fresno.
Oh, that's right.
Went to Fresno State.
That is right.
He went to Fresno State.
Yeah, he's solid. Cowboys trying to draft a Boise State player too. By the way, another one. I mean, they got the right idea.
Oh, well, this is why they're criminals.
And Kellen Moore is their quarterback's coach now.
How?
He just stopped being the backup. Now he's the quarterback's coach.
Like,
because he's one of the greatest quarterback college quarterbacks of all time.
Oh, college quarterbacks, I'll give him that. But he didn't do shit in the NFL.
Well, let's move it on, I guess.
Name something he did. He was a backup for the Lions.
Listen.
Then they cut his ass.
You're not supposed to disrespect
Cowboys,
a Boise player.
Are you he's disrespecting Boise players now.
Well, I don't know how you make
somebody. When I just went to bat for my boy from Fresno.
You did. I forgot about Devontae. By the way, Fresno, that was like 6-time national champion with them. That was my longest reign in college football.
Who was that running back they had that in 06? Oh. He was number 32.
Number 32, yeah. I can't remember if he ever panned out or what.
I don't know. All I know is he had that white bubble under him. He was a star.
He was a star.
And he dominated. He dominated.
Oh, man.
Every time. NCAA 06.
Yeah.
NCAA 06 people, 06, go play it.
That's probably the greatest sports game
ESPN Football 2K5 was.
Damn, that was out of nowhere.
Well,
I didn't hear that. I played that one until the commentary didn't work anymore.
Well, and that
there was none.
I had three copies of 2K5 because it kept destroying the disc.
No, I had it and let Jerry borrow it.
Oh, well, there's
and he
your
sent
problem.
It back, and the commentary didn't work.
Don't even ask.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I don't even want to know. But anyway, college basketball scandal. So,
well, they paid the players.
they paid them.
It is like there's like more high profile people now being listed, though. I think that they're actually trying to fix it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think they would have named as many high profile people.
Well, guess who wasn't on there? Bob Huggins, that's right.
Bob Huggins, yeah. Because nobody not good on there. Plays for West Virginia.
That's oh, Jesus. Here we go. Teddy Buckets.
Take it. All
right. Teddy Buckets.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a freshman phenom.
I haven't heard of him.
Then you blatantly don't know about college basketball.
About college basketball than I've watched in the past 5 years.
Well, that's true.
Sorry, Kreitz. I can't get into it, man.
I ain't getting into Press Virginia.
Maybe
let's Press Virginia.
Let's score 40 points a game. Doesn't interest me.
Oh, here we go. So now basketball is the game that's not MLB's looking pretty good isn't it?
College basketball can change a few things. They got a 35-second shot clock, which I hate. It's too long. They just throw it back and forth on the perimeter and do nothing and then jack up a three. I don't like that about it. Make that like 20 seconds. I think it's shorter than the NBA.
Wait, 5-second shot clock. You got 3 seconds to get down the court.
Up and down the court.
You got to pits noggle it every time.
Oh, pits. He had to find his way in here, didn't he?
I keep throwing the West Virginia references, even though you
I know that Carter guy because he's like 45 years old.
He is 75.
Yeah,
he 75. Is the last year he was the greatest 52-year-old junior in college basketball.
When they played Kansas, there was a sign that said he was Perry Ellis's grandpa.
Is it Kansas that had the other old man too?
Perry Ellis.
That was Perry Ellis. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, the man probably has 12 grandchildren by now and 3 great-grandchildren.
He's only a freshman.
But he balled, man. And he came back for his senior year. He probably could have entered the NBA draft.
Do you think so? Is he that good? I haven't really watched him that
much. He's good. He's really good. I don't know if he would have went very high in the NBA draft or if he would have went undrafted last year, but I think he would have had a pretty good shot. This year, I think he's going to go into the draft pretty strong.
This is a volume of like people that go into the draft. They just fall away and end up going to the G Leagues or whatever.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of people slip through the cracks.
Yeah, when was the last, like, big name? Because I haven't watched college basketball in a long time. But who's the last big name that did something?
College basketball?
Yeah.
I mean,
can you name anybody?
We got Karl Anthony Towns recently. Good. I mean, there were some big names this year that came out who played good. Lonzo Ball.
Except Buddy Hield. Fuck
Lonzo,
him.
Yeah, Lonzo Ball. He
almost averaging a triple-double. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive.
Ben Simmons. He played a year.
Oh, yeah. He takes a year off. That's what Philly does.
Oh, jeez. The hate over here.
Yeah, man. Goodness. I'm telling you, just a little.
I mean, I'm just.
I had to go in and get some tampons for you today.
I'm just saying.
You're a little testy.
Well, that's just what everybody. I mean,
trying to answer a question here.
Name a guy from Philly that hasn't taken a year off.
I mean, I understand. I've said it myself.
I mean, I do take a year off. You asked for NCAA players would have done something. He names like six of them, and you shit on every single one.
What I meant was, I'm not talking about big, that's touted in the top 10. I'm talking about after that.
Oh, that like fell later in the draft something?
Yeah, because usually if they're drafted late first round, I mean, even
second round they fall away?
Yeah, you can't really, like you said, they go to the G League and then, I mean, they may eventually get called up, but chances are if they're a star on the team, they're stuck where they're at.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
That's why first round picks are so valuable in the NBA. You gotta get them or you're gonna get nothing. They draft a lot of those like European players too, and then they just don't. They have the rights to them. They stay overseas for 10 years and they never even play.
So well, that's because never makes sense. Well, the NBA teams are just saving up to draft all of that big baller league.
Yeah,
players that's coming exactly out straight out of high school.
Yeah,
and you know when LeVar mentors them personally,
and they're gonna get paid, and LeVar's gonna make a video game. I'm gonna play it.
Well, see, so I do hate LeVar, but if the man makes a video game,
I'll play it.
I'll play the shit out of it.
I'll play it.
I think if he makes it, you might as well go back and play Street Hoops.
That'd be all right.
I love Street Hoops.
I do too. Good, man. I mean.
Shoot.
Send it back out.
NBA Stream Volume 2. NBA Where Street. You at?
I play with the Yeti right now.
Dr. J.
Hoops. I ain't talking about.
I'm talking to you about NBA Street.
Well, I know you are. I'm talking about Street Hoops.
Volume 2. Got Dr. J in there.
Yeah, now, NBA J. Street, they need to send that one back out, too. That was a
good game. That was
fun. Yeah, the Yeti.
I was playing that like 2 weeks ago.
Street Hoops was awesome, though.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
Hot sauce, man.
Yeah.
White chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I remember Street Hoops. Yeah, I was thinking of it. I didn't play it as
Street
much.
Hoops, so what would be wrong with the Street Hoops game?
Exactly. Oh, I said re-release it. It'd be better than if LeVar sent one out.
Can we go to a topic?
All right, we're going to switch.
What have we done?
This
today?
Is a waste of a day. But we're going to go to football here. Going to talk Kirk Cousins again because that's all we talk about.
All right.
We'll skip. I'm getting shit from the peanut gallery here. We'll skip that one.
I'm just so tired of Kirk Cousins. Like, they're touting him like he's Dan Marino or something. Like, where's the legend of Kirk Cousins going to go? Like, I'm already sick of hearing
about it. Who's a free agent this quarterback that's better than him? Trevor Siemian?
I'm not saying that there is.
That the Broncos are looking to shop?
I'm not saying
there is. Yeah, I'll take him over.
For the viewers here, this is going to end in a fight.
I'm taking my shirt off right now. No, I'm not saying there is, but, like, he's not the savior of a franchise, is he?
If the Broncos sign him, they're one of the front teams to go to the Super Bowl right now.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
That's bold.
Why is that bold?
Their defense is still suspect. They don't.
As long as you have Von Miller on defense.
They don't have a running back now. They get rid of Anderson. He's gone.
Where's he at?
They cut him.
When?
He's out. Last week.
There's your Super Bowl team pick.
There's your Super Bowl team.
You're looking good now.
I didn't.
Nobody to protect him. They're talking about Emmanuel Sanders being gone.
Here we go.
Who's he going to throw the ball to? Himself?
Because he's that fucking good.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
I hope you Denver like gets him.
You like that?
You like that? I hope Denver gets him and they lose every single game. That's what I hope happens. Because I hate the Redskins. And
not 2 weeks ago, you were the biggest Cousins supporter I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not the biggest. I'm saying he's a good quarterback.
You were saying he's better than Alex Smith.
Alex Smith was better. Kirk Cousins was better than Alex Smith.
Rewind the tape.
Look, nobody wants him. That's why Jacksonville re-signed Bortles. Nobody wants Kirk Cousins.
So let's get into
the
that.
Jets, baby.
My boy, Blake Bortles, coming in hot with the three-year deal. Year. You got to deal with him out through 2020 now, Pickens. What are you going to do about it? You wanted him to cut him and take Cousins.
You're going to watch him smooth handoff for three more years.
I believe what I said was, either way they go, they have a good shot at going.
Big Dick Blake.
Big Dick
Back for
Blake.
Three more.
Bortles.
Three more swinging.
Fournette.
That playoff game against the Patriots. I mean, he showed up. He straight balled.
I wish I could insert a freaking audio clip right now of you saying, "I need to get rid of Bortles and go take Cousins." If I had a dime for every time you said that in the last 3 weeks, and then my boy gets a contract extension, and you talk down to him.
What did I ever say about him?
Hope everybody re-signs their quarterbacks. Vikings sign Teddy Bridgewater. Make sure he stays. Leave Cousins free agent.
They might want to let Bridgewater go.
I like Bridgewater. He didn't get a fair
shake.
When was
the last time he played?
It was 2 years ago.
I mean, Keenum took him to the
floor. Oh, yeah, Case Keenum. That's a guy to watch out for.
Well, hey, you watch out when they franchise that Ma and re-sign him.
It's a franchise game.
Yeah, let the record show that Pickens has shit on Case Keenum just like he shit on Blake Bortles.
I'll shit on Case Keenum, too. I'm not a believer.
You're a Bortles hater, and then my boy signs. What's he getting paid? Like $700 million a year?
I think
that's what they did.
I think it's like 53 for 3 years. I think you're a little off.
$700 million per year.
Per year.
Man's getting paid. I'll tell you, I'm rubbing my fingers together like the money sign right now because he's getting paid. Because you shit on Bortles. You said they should get rid of him and sign Cousins.
Did.
You said that, not 2 weeks ago.
I said if they released him.
You said the Redskins was the dumbest thing they ever do, getting trading Alex Smith, because Cousins was going to carry him
Cousins
to the promised
land. That's right. You were coming in with the red carpet and bowing down at his feet.
I didn't have the red carpet.
You did bow. You bowed down, though.
You bowed down.
I'm just saying Cousins is better than either of you two give him credit for, and you'll see, if he gets to go somewhere
Cousins
else.
Cousins is a loser.
Bum.
I mean, literally, he loses games.
That's what he does.
It's what he does. He loses games. Not Bortles.
Okay. We'll
not
see.
Bortles.
We'll see how
winner.
Alex Smith AFC does this year. We'll see.
Bet Alex Smith does better than he did last year.
Alex Smith is going to ball because he is Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. He's not going to throw 3 picks a game.
Speaking of quarterbacks.
Yep.
Carson Wentz is going to need a knee brace for the rest of his career.
Well, he's got an arm. He can overcome a knee brace.
So
until somebody rips his leg off.
Nah.
Well, it can happen.
Nah.
You better keep Foles then. You better keep him.
Well, big
deal. Give him $20 million a year to sit on the bench. That way when Wentz goes down.
I heard a rumor. Big Dick Nick has a brace. He's going to need a brace on his penis for the rest of his career after the whooping he put on the Patriots.
Can I borrow your brace, Carson? when Carson gets hurt, just take that off. I got to tuck it to my leg with your brace.
That brace isn't big enough. There. That brace is not big enough.
I get aroused when I throw TDs, so... Your brace ain't gonna work. It's not big enough. Anyway,
Blake Bortles.
Bortles, 3 years, $54 million.
That's right. That is right. That is right. All right, here we go. Baker Mayfield says he is not the same person as Johnny Football.
He is the same person.
He is the same person as Johnny Football.
He does it. He just can't consume as much coke as Johnny Football.
Whoever picks him up in the draft, Jets. It's going to turn out the same way as it did for the Browns.
Well, professional shithead and, terrible person, Colin Cowherd, said he's undraftable now.
Gosh.
He should be.
I don't think he's undraftable, but he needs to be drafted somewhere that can rein him in.
Who would do that?
Patriots.
That's true. They God damn it. See now,
and
now
then that's the future. The Patriots are still going to win, and instead of Tom Brady out there, it's just going to be Baker Mayfield grabbing his dick when they win.
Baker Mayfield for me is worse than Buddy Hield. Fuck Baker Mayfield.
Well, that's because he completes 70% of his passes. I'm a Texas fan, so I mean, it's again. Here we go. These
he's over
fuckers.
There. He's grabbing his crotch. There's a video of him running from the cops and shit now. I mean, he is Johnny Football.
Hey, look though, if he fizzles out, XFL.
See, and then okay, well, maybe that'll give me an XFL team to root against.
There you see. Real. Yeah, we got to have a hated team.
My luck, I would pick an XFL team to root for, and then they'd sign Baker Mayfield, and then I'd go burn down their fucking stadium because
or we'd actually get an XFL team. And that'd
be our quarterback.
Yeah.
Baker
Mayfield. The West Virginia Miners get friggin' Baker Mayfield. We probably would get the number one pick, too, because we'd probably be the worst team in the league.
He could be one of the best quarterbacks in the draft, though, honestly. I'm not sold on any quarterbacks so far.
The draft class is
they're hyping up with Josh Allen from Wyoming, who completed like 55% of his passes.
Yeah, he plays for Wyoming.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, he's got a big frame. Who cares? There's Sam Bradford.
I mean, Boise whips Wyoming most of the years.
Yeah, that's the same. The contest. Yeah,
Bradford's career, that was a great NFL career.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. A little sarcasm there, I think. Good job, Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford, keep your head up, man. Just cause Case Keenum came in there and made you look real bad.
third Case string Keenum. Behind Case Keenum and Teddy Bridgewater. Good job.
Good gosh.
Fuck Oklahoma, by the way.
Fuck Oklahoma. Fuck them. I won't say. All right, here we go. All
right.
Blake Bortles, three-year deal.
Three-year deal.
That's right. Yeah. Just remember that, Pickens. Remember it.
Congratulations.
Let it burn into your brain.
I mean, burn in. Three back-to-back Super Bowl champs.
I hope. I would love to see him in there.
Oh, you want to see Blake Bortles, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
We did pick the Saints.
We did pick Saints-Jags, yeah.
I mean, I didn't really have a problem with Bortles.
I want that Super Bowl.
I believe 2 weeks ago you had a problem with it.
I like,
I'm calling you out.
I'll tell you, I like Bortles because he's man enough to come up and be like, hey, I don't find throwing natural, but, working my ass off. I mean, you can't not. I mean, he's a hell of a quarterback. So, hopefully, good things for the
now
Jags.
He's a hell of a quarterback.
I didn't say he wasn't a good quarterback. You shake your head at me all you want.
I can't believe this shit right now. I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. You're down on the man, then he signs a 3-year and he's gone.
I just said I wasn't sure if they're going to re-sign him. I said if they didn't re-sign him.
Because you'd rather have Cousins.
Oh, my God.
Who's next? McCarron? You going to start defending A.J. McCarron?
A.J. McCarron. Well, if you'll remember when A.J. McCarron was coming.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Did you like him?
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it.
Loved
it. Don't do
Pickens,
it.
Pickens,
don't you fucking do it.
Pickens' favorite saying when A.J. McCarron was coming out of college was,
I'd build
a team around that man.
Build a team around it.
Yep.
A.J.
He knows how to win.
Build a team around that man.
Hey, look. I think he should start over Dalton, though. Give him a shot. What's Dalton doing?
Being the Red Baron is what he's doing.
One. See, I'm surprised how many people hate on Dalton. Like, I got some guys I work with.
I'm surprised how many people on this podcast hate on Blake Bortles.
Oh my God. What are we talking about? I know it's not Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles.
That was like three topics ago.
Finally talking about Blake
I've got
Bortles.
Him in my minute, too. I'm going to cover.
Well,
we'll
bring it up again. But we're going to switch gears here. Since Pickens can't make up his mind about Blake Bortles from 1 week to the next, we're going to switch gears here. We're going to talk a little MMA/boxing. And we're going to talk about the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather. Who the fuck is that guy? And we're gonna Conor McGregor, fought Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match. Now everybody wants Floyd Mayweather to enter the octagon and go up against Conor McGregor in a no holds barred, except the rules laid down by the UFC. MMA match. And basically, if Floyd's smart, he ain't going to do it.
He can't do this. It's gonna. Well, they talked about warming him up first, like Floyd getting a warm up match or something.
Well, is he going? He going to go against CM Punk?
CM Punk.
Couldn't find a better guy. But could you imagine if they did that warm up match and Punk just beat the shit out of him?
He would tap him out and
2 minutes.
Well, I don't
see, that's why.
I don't know. Punk Floyd hasn't really lasted 2 minutes in a match.
It's unconfirmed. Well, it's well, unconfirmed.
He got tapped out. In
like, well, look, okay, he still knows what he's doing, though. I mean, if Floyd hits him,
yeah, but
he's probably going to knock him out.
Putting,
if he can get him on the ground, he's going to destroy him.
Well, so that's why, if you're Floyd.
The man's been boxing for, you know, how long?
Yeah, well, but look, you can't run. Like, he can literally run and tackle you in there. You can run if you want, but he's going to just chase you down and jump on your back.
Well, but Floyd's a master of using angles and getting away from shit.
He is. True. And true. If they're training him, you train to defend takedowns. If you do that and you keep it standing up, I don't think anyone's going to beat Floyd.
Well, see, so that is the whole thing. If Floyd can train, don't even train ground game.
No.
If Floyd can train,
long time.
If he can train to defend the takedown,
yeah,
get with a really good wrestling coach and defend the takedown.
Call Matt Hughes.
Matt Hughes, my boy.
He's walking now. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I did see that.
So good, call good Matt player. Hughes, get him in there, and defend the takedown. If you can keep it standing up, then you win.
Let's be real. Conor McGregor would destroy him in the octagon.
I'm not going to dispute that.
Yeah, I'm not saying it would even be, but
unless it's made up, then it might drag it
but
out.
But the thing of it is, even if McGregor, if Mayweather took it the distance, do you think the UFC judges would ever judge that fair? Because would ruin the UFC if a boxing guy went in there and beat a UFC guy in the octagon.
Or would it? Or would they just say, hey, all you boxing guys, come fight in the UFC, and then they shit on boxing because they got all boxing stars the UFC. But they can't pay like boxing does.
No, they don't.
And I think that's another reason that fight will never happen is because with the boxing, when they were boxing, Mayweather, he was promoting it. He, you know, and with him, you know, that's where he made his money, was the promoting of it. So I don't.
Yeah, I don't know how Dana could make an offer,
right?
Unless he just let Floyd promote the whole thing again, and sell pay per views.
Yeah. Oh, it's still gonna make a lot of money. I mean, even if it goes 10 seconds, it's gonna make a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I say they just do a hybrid and get Pride. Just do Pride rules.
Yeah, put on the gloves.
Just put on the gloves.
But you could still kick. I think that's what's going to do it. I think Conor's going to run across the ring and fly and kick him in the face.
Well,
and, like, it's going to be the end of it.
The thing about Conor, though, you know, his main MO in MMA is his stand-up and boxing.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are worse matchups for Floyd Mayweather than Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah. If he got in there with an actual wrestler or something, he'd be done.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be over.
Yeah.
But, you know, so there are worse matchups. I mean, I think Conor would murder him. But Conor might play around with him a little bit, just like I think Floyd was playing around with Conor in that boxing match.
He
was just stringing him on. He's like, oh, I'll let him get a couple shots in because that's what people want to see.
But you think Floyd runs in a boxing ring, put him in an octagon, he literally would be running the whole time.
But, man, he's the king of making a miss. That's what I think is crazy. I mean, I know he's a defensive fighter. People give him shit for it.
Oh, he's the best at it, though.
Even in the boxing mat, I mean, you've seen – McGregor landed some stuff, but –
I think that was mostly just put on. I think Floyd made it more interesting than what it
Well, he even said that after the fight.
He could have knocked him out a while back, I think.
Well, a MMA match for a boxer, cardio-wise, is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Yeah.
Unless you get into the wrestling and you get on the ground, that'll start taking your wind out. But if he's going to just stand up and try to catch him, he could do four rounds. Like, he could sprint four rounds.
Because Mayweather. Yeah, I mean, you know, Mayweather could come out and go hard for all, you know.
He could come out and be the aggressor against Conor.
Well, that's what Conor was trying to do against him in boxing.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
He gassed up.
Yeah, but that might be Floyd's best option, is to come straight at him.
I don't know. I think a lot of the, you know, he was just waiting for McGregor to get tired.
And then he just punched him out.
And then he just punched him out. And McGregor, you know, he needed way better cardio in that box. He just, you don't really understand. I mean, even if you're an MMA guy, you don't really understand what boxing takes out of you until you get in there.
But all the time he spent training, wouldn't that be the biggest thing? You're going to work on his cardio?
Yeah.
If you're preparing for it, because, okay, he's only been the distance in the UFC a handful of times. And that's five rounds. That's like, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, a boxing match, you know, 15 rounds.
12 rounds for 3 minutes, is that what it is?
I mean,
it's not really. It's 36 to 30 minutes is the difference. It's only 6 minutes difference, actually, because the one goes longer or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, that's it's a championship match in the UFC. I think it's five rounds.
But, yeah, if you're – because you know it's going to go – you know it's going to go past six rounds in a boxing match. So why would you not work on cardio?
Well, allegedly that he, you know, during his sparring matches went 10 rounds and stuff.
I don't think he's was thinking about how many times he's going to be swinging and missing at Floyd, too. It's hard to train for that because the people he's boxing with, he's probably hitting gloves and stuff like that. And they're not moving away from him.
Even though there was a big controversy in his training.
Yeah, the guy put him down or whatever.
Yeah, they were saying he knocked him out. Yeah. And then, you know, Floyd was saying, he'll do fucking nothing. Conor McGregor was saying, he'll do fucking nothing. So,
but swinging and missing, that wears you out.
Swinging and missing is the biggest thing. I mean,
you're putting all that force and you're not connecting. So,
I thought he was going to last. I know he swung and missed a lot, but being a professional athlete, and so I thought for sure he would go longer than six rounds.
Yeah, but I mean,
really, around four, when he looked up at that clock, and he seen 2 minutes still on it, or minute 30 or whatever,
he was done at that.
You seen his eyes? Yeah. His eyes were. He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
Fook. Yeah.
And then.
Me and Brent were talking about his post-game interview, or post-boxing match interview, and he was, well, it's fine, I'm fucking untied, I'd like to get the match, but I'm fucking ref, all right. But, you know, it sounded like, if anybody's seen Snatch with Brad Pitt, that's what it sounded like.
I literally can't watch that whole movie. I can't deal with that.
I love that movie.
Oh my gosh.
He went full Irish on it, and... You know, which was just amazing. Which he doesn't even really do in his UFC post fight.
No, not really. You know, this whole thing sort of seemed a little made up afterwards. They were just like, "We're both more rich," and just hugging and stuff. Yeah, you duped
just
us
made
again.
A fuck ton of money.
Got me again, didn't you? I mean that could be the rest of you know, Conor's career now. Though it's just. Fight random people for money, like, you know, just make a big match with him and
I kind of think he's done with the UFC.
Well, he's plotting a UFC comeback.
Well, they took it. They stripped him of his title too.
Yeah. Well you gotta defend it.
A year.
Jeez. Yeah, he said he was gonna fight the one guy. I can't remember the name now. He thought about coming back fighting a guy.
Why would you though? You're rich. So I would.
That's the thing. I wouldn't take small fights anymore. If you see how much you can make fighting, you know.
Yeah, but he has to go boxing. He ain't going to make that in the UFC.
Challenge George Foreman. So
George will come out and whip his ass.
He probably still could knock him out.
Just the Foreman grill.
He will fucking make burgers with less grease and beat the fuck out of Conor McGregor. That's what will happen.
Yeah, that would not work out for McGregor.
I don't know. I want to see it. I want to see
Floyd get smart, he doesn't
choked
do
to
it.
Death. Though.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
I don't think he does it because his ego and that 50-0.
Well, but then he's 50-0 or 0-1. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I know, but
yeah, it wouldn't count towards the boxing.
No, it wouldn't. So. But with his ego, I don't think he's okay with having a blemish on his record, even if it's. MMA.
You know, Conor started kicking him in the legs. That's what he'd do the whole fight.
Yeah, that's what he would do. And that would slow him down.
He'd do it for a round or two, and then legs would be swolled up and hurting.
Swolled up.
And he'd be sore, and then he'd get knocked out. That's what would really happen.
That's you're probably right, but you know, I'd still like to see it. Just
I want to see him get knocked out.
I just want to see all the press conferences leading up to it.
Yeah. It's almost more entertaining just their nonsense beforehand.
That was the best part of the whole thing. The fight, the undercard took 12 damn hours.
It is.
It was entertaining though. The undercard of that fight.
Did you watch it?
I kept tuning in and out because I was like, "Where is this fight? When is it happening?"
Well, this one fucker with tassels on his pants, and he was disqualified because he didn't make weight.
Yeah, so he lost his belt. He still had a fight.
So if he won, there was nothing that happened. If the other guy won, he got a belt. But he was out there. He was shit-talking during the match. And then he punched the guy in the back of the head. I mean, it was the most ridiculous.
And he kept looking up at something. I don't know what the fuck he's looking at. I think he's high.
It was the most ridiculous fight I've ever seen. But, you know, Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor in the UFC match. We want to see it. We don't know if it'll happen. If Floyd's smart, it won't happen.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen, but...
So we're right at an hour here. We're going to go ahead and try to wrap up the show here. Before we go, though, we got the segment we like to do to just catch up on all the sports news that we might have missed. It's called Matt's Minute. Here we go.
All right. 20 years after Dale Earnhardt's Daytona 500 victory, the number three was back in victory lane as Austin Dillon won the 60th Daytona 500.
Oh, we should have talked about that.
Well, we just did a little bit.
Well, a little bit. We mentioned it. All right.
JD Martinez and the Red Sox come to terms on a five-year deal. After six seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Doug Martin has been released. And don't worry, Doug. Muscle hamster would look great in the back of an XFL jersey.
That's true.
Any agreements there? True.
Doug. Come to the XFL.
Doug, Muscle Hamster, I'd root for that. The Cavs unretired Larry Nance's number 22, so Larry Nance Jr. could wear it. Let's see. USA defeated Canada to claim first gold medal for women's hockey since 1998.
That was an awesome game, too. Did you see the not to interrupt Matt's minute.
No, go ahead. That's what it's for.
The Canadian woman who wouldn't wear the silver
medal. Yeah, she took it off.
She took it off. No participation trophy bullshit for her.
I mean, that's real, though.
That's what I want on my team.
That's a throw that shit.
I'll sign her in a minute.
That's real.
I'll take the
game. I'll sign her on.
No, I didn't.
You didn't see Andy? You didn't put Andy Reid?
You want to talk about it? Go ahead.
Goodness.
I mean, you had platforms here, sir.
U.S. men's curling team wins gold.
Yeah. Congratulations to the U.S.
Congratulations men's curling to the team. U.S. men's curling team and Andy Reid. Yeah. I actually if you don't know what we're talking about, the captain of the U.S. men's curling team looks exactly like Andy.
Oh, okay.
Reid.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Andy Reid was there or something.
No, he looks exactly. It's just a fat guy with a mustache. It looks exactly like Andy Reid.
You don't have to be in shape to be on a curling team, I guess?
No, he's a world-class athlete. Andy Reid's a world-class.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's a world-class competitive eater.
That's true.
Anyway, we're going to continue with Matt. I like curling.
I'm not a curling fan. Anyway, on to a real boxing match. Triple G and Canelo Alvarez will meet in a highly anticipated rematch on May 5th in Las Vegas.
Well, that's going to be good.
That will be good.
They do a draw the first time. I'd like to see, how that ends.
I might try to steal that on the Fire Stick.
Oh, boy.
I don't even own a Fire Stick.
What is a Fire Stick?
What's a Fire Stick? I just blacked out there. I will buy that pay-per-view for $800.
Gladly pay all my money for that. One more quick thing. We got a few new listeners this week. If you want a good podcast to catch up on all things wrestling, go check out our boys at Wrestling Rage on Chairshot Radio, on iTunes as well. Tell them we sent you.
And Roman Reigns is a bitch.
And Roman Reigns is a pussy.
A bitch.
And we hate him. But they feel the same way, I believe.
So. Well, I saw that their last podcast, Scott picked him for something.
Yeah, he's going to win.
Well, all right.
I mean, we still hate him.
He's going to win.
Anyway, guys, this has been...
One more real quick.
Real quick.
Blake Bortles signed a three-year deal.
That's right. For Blake Bortles signed a three-year deal. $700 million per year. Those are facts.
And unlimited blowjobs. Good job, Blake.
Way to go, Blake. We're proud of you. Lead them Jags to a Super Bowl. Fuck the Patriots. And, guys, this has been the Sunday Morning Smack Talk Podcast. Today, February 25th, 2018. Thanks for listening today. Check us out on Facebook, Sunday Morning Smack Talk. We're also on YouTube now. Just search Sunday Morning Smack Talk. All of our episodes are going to be up on YouTube. Also, iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever else you find podcasts. These guys are fucking around while I'm doing my outro. We're calling it a day. Peace.
Big Dick Boy.